This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
And a big shout out to one of our special podcast partners, Dex.com. They wear Receipt Bank. They've been through a great rebound. There's a lot of great stuff going on there, Martin, isn't there, at Dex?
You know what, Rob? I always speak to accounting firms about having a strong, clearly articulated value proposition really early on in their messaging. You know, as soon as you see that firm, it tells you something. When I go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, it says right in front of me, we make accountants and bookkeepers and the businesses you advise more productive, profitable, and powerful with better data and insights. Those three alliterative P's there, productive, profitable, and powerful. What a great, clear value proposition. So, as accounting practitioners listening to this, if you're looking to make your firm more productive, profitable, and powerful, not just for you, but for the businesses you advise, go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, and start a free trial or book a demo.
Love that. Dext gives you more time and better data to advise on your clients' businesses. So you accountants, get over to Dext.com. Thank you.
So Rob, news section, what has caught your eye in the accounting news?
Well, you can't escape what's happening now with the opening up of live events. We've been shut down and isolated and locked down for so long. The events industry started to wake up again. The accounting profession is starting to see the value of running face-to-face in-person events. The networks are starting to open up their events. You and I have spoken at these many times over the years. So it's going live. We're coming back to how it used to be pre-COVID. I'm not sure if we'll ever get back to where we were before. What do you think?
I think now is the test. Now is the time to test it. I mean, we see at the time of recording, Accountex North being held. Digital Accounting Show has just happened. The Digital Accounting Forum is happening in the late autumn, early winter.
And I'm hearing shows in the US are now starting to open up and presumably the other parts of the world.
Engage has happened this year already, scaling new heights as well. And these are multi-thousand attendee shows, Rob.
Yeah.
These are shows that are bringing people from all over their geography, whether it's the US or North America, UK, or specifically England, Scotland, Wales, or wherever. If we're not going to see any great fallout with COVID cases on the rise as a result of this, because there's no mask wearing in the shows, then we are back. And I, as far as I'm aware, you know, the main Accountex show held at the Excel every May is fully intending to be back next May. And of course, that's the biggest show in Europe. So I do agree with you in that we don't know what's going to happen yet because there isn't enough shows to get the data from. But assuming there's no significant fallout because the attendees are largely vaccinated, then I assume we are back on live shows. And what gets me on this one, a lot of organizations that I'm speaking to at the moment are telling me that their marketing budget is being geared toward live.
Right, I get that. But two things on that, Martin. The first is, particularly with international events, are people going to want to travel? There's still quarantines in place. There are countries that are on the red list, as it were. So that's the first thing. Second thing, we've shown that virtual events can work. It's a lot cheaper. It gets a lot more engagement in some ways. And whilst there are some accounting fintech professionals that love that face-to-face, a lot of people are saying, well, I don't really want to travel. I'm quite happy doing this remotely.
And that may well be the hybrid solution going forward.
Right.
Speaking personally, I've been asked to speak in the Netherlands twice this autumn. Both of them are remote. But I've been asked to speak in London and in Chicago, both in person. So I do think it's geared towards the audience, and the larger the catchment area, perhaps the more virtual it will be. But nevertheless, yeah, I think right now organizations are testing the water on this and saying, right, can we go back to full live? And if not, do we have to go hybrid? Because there is that sense of the webinar schedules becoming a bit taxing, the Zoom meeting schedules becoming a bit taxing, and it might just be that they've lost the novelty. And once we go back to something that's far more live, it's like, no, yeah, that's right, I do hate travel.
Well, have you seen as well, accountants, bless them, are not the most social of people anyway. So given 18 months or more of social isolation, their skills are going to be really tested in a face-to-face environment, aren't they?
I think it's been fascinating, not just on events, but on client meetings as well. You know, whether they want to expand their reach and their client base internationally, so they do everything virtual, or whether they stay within that 25-mile radius of where they are, and it remains all face-to-face. But you're absolutely right. Any new thing hits saturation. You know, and we had this whole 18 months of virtual, and we hit saturation with it. We're going to go back to live. Life's gone back to being a novelty. So everyone wants to see each other again, and we'll see whether they'll actually like each other in 5 to 5 minutes in each other's presence from now on in. But I think you're right. The most likely way forward is a hybrid solution.
Yeah, we'd love to hear your thoughts. If you're a vendor, if you run events that bring accountants in, we'll see how things open up over the next few months.
Absolutely. Let's review it next month.
This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
Now, one of the big topics for accountants at the moment is making tax digital. It's going to hit you globally at some point. Martin, our friends at Free Agent have got something to help with here.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an accounting practice, you'll have already had the conversation at some level about how do you get your practice ready to conquer making tax digital? Well, at Free Agent, they've got a 30-minute consultation waiting for you. Each session is designed to help accountants and bookkeepers get their practices ready for the next stages of making tax digital, or MTD. And Free Agent's in-house experts will offer advice on how to segment your client base, choose the right MTD compatible software for your practice and clients, and train and educate the team and clients on the upcoming changes. After your consultation, though, you'll receive a tailored action plan with the next steps for your practice. So Rob, for listeners who want to get that consultation and the tailored report, where do they go?
Go to freeagent.com/AIP for the Accounting Influencers Podcast, freeagent.com/AIP, and they can book that consultation today.